Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my beautiful, beautiful, fabulous, empowered, confident listeners. Honeys, just before I start this podcast, I want you to know you are all fabulous. You're all doing exactly what you're meant to be doing in life. You are where you're exactly meant to be at in life. Keep striving, keep thriving. The dream is coming. I'm feeling very positive this week. One of my favourite quotes from Big Brother is, I've woke up feeling positive. And I hope you have too, because do you know what? Every time I put the news on, I have to switch it off. It's too much. But anyway, we'll park the news up, honey. I would love to see myself giving the nation fabulous quotes on the daily basis. I need my own segment. I need my own morning show where I empower the nation to go out there and be sparkly and fabulous. So I'm Gemma Collins and I'm here to chat to you about all things fabulous, life, laughs, love and more. So today, I'm dishing the goss from the life of GC. I'm going to be telling you where I've been, who I've seen, what I've been thinking. Ooh, not sure I should share that with you. Plus, I'm going to be talking about the universe and I'm going to be talking about red flags in relationships. Now, don't forget, the best part of the podcast is where I get to answer a question that you guys have voice noted me or emailed me on TikTok or on Instagram. Keep them coming. Honeys, I love to hear from you. So guys, I'm going to tell you all what I've been up to this week. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't been up to very much, but I've loved it. I have been decluttering my whole house from top to bottom. I've been organising Christmas. I know it's autumn, but everyone knows I throw a good soiree. And everyone's like, oh, Jen, what are you doing Christmas? And I'm like, oh, come to me. And then I see someone else and I'm like, oh, come to me. And then literally, I sat down last night and I've got 25 people coming already without my family. So I've been Googling marquee companies. I've been Googling chefs. I've been working on menus. I'm like, it's just never ending. Then I'm like, I want a sparkly dance floor. And then I did say this year that I was going to just chill and relax and not do too much in the house for Christmas. I was just like, I'm going au naturel. I'm dedicating this Christmas to Mother Nature. You won't find a Red Bull ball in the GC residence. My plan was literally to have one big, huge, like 12-foot tree in my living room and just do like glass baubles and pine kernels. That was going to be the theme. I wanted to go minimalistic because last year in my house, it was death by a Christmas tree. You pulled up on the drive. There was snowballs and snowmen and Father Christmas, you name it. It was in my garden. I had an obsession. I had a total obsession with getting in bed overnight, ordering reindeers for my garden. It was ridiculous. Anyway, you had a tree in the hallway. You had a tree in my front room. You had a tree on the landing. You had a tree in my bedroom upstairs. You had a little pink mini tree in the downstairs toilet with two nutcrackers in pink. You had a tree in my mum's room when she comes to stay. I had a tree and a garland in my stepson's room. I had a tree in my Instagram room. I had a tree in my other downstairs living room. And I had a tree in my office. So about 4 days after Christmas, my partner said to me, I can't breathe in this house. I'm Christmas treed out to death. And I was like, calm down, Ram. It looks beautiful. But then about 3 days later, the Christmas tree fever hit me. I couldn't breathe in the house. I had to regularly go and stand out in the garden just to get some fresh air away from the Christmas trees. So this week, I'm like, I need to book a marquee. And then I'm thinking, or shall I just like, shall I book somewhere for dinner? But do you know what? One of the pleasures I get in life is making and seeing other people happy. I love the whole family being together. I love the fact that everyone knows they can turn up at my house any time of the night. You'll always get a corned beef sandwich. You'll always get a cup of tea. There's always a good selection of biscuits. And I think that's why everyone wants to come to me, because I do make everyone feel at home. I don't live in a show home. I live in a lived-in house, you know, and everyone is welcome to stay here. Even if there's no space, we'll make space, you know. So I've just getting busy organising for Christmas. But what I particularly love about autumn, the conkers on the trees. There was a conker game I used to play when I was young. I think it was called Conkers. You used to get a conker, try a bit of string around it. And I think you used to try and whack someone with it. Wouldn't advise you do it. I think it was something like that when we was at school, or conker throwing. I just remember conkers being a very big part of my youth growing up. I love autumn. I love the fact that you can drink hot chocolate, oodles of squirty cream and marshmallows and not feel guilty about it. I love the fact you can get your pajamas on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and not feel guilty about it. I love that wholesome feeling when I see the roses and the Quality Street on the shelves in the shop. This means that Christmas is soon upon us. But I do feel I'm guilty of it. I'm always skipping to the next part. Someone told me once I'm an A to Z person. And I was like, what do you mean by that, hun? And they was like, well, there's B, C, D, E, F, G, etc., etc. in the middle. But you're one of these people, your mind works, you're on A and you're already at Z before like you've even got there. So I'm trying to just slow down a bit, but I like to be organized. I found that as I got older, you know, when I was younger, I'd live out of my car. Basically, my friends all laugh about it. I used to have a little Polo. And when I tell you, there used to be literally 3 months of clothes in that car. I used to just live out the car. Now, obviously, I'm older. I was always unorganized. Being organized is the key to everything for your mental health. And obviously, you know, even now, I'm one of these people. I used to go to airports late and like rush through. I'm like 2 hours early to the airport now. Am I getting old? Is the GC getting old? But no, it makes such a difference. And then I'm like, I want my Christmas number one that never got to number one. For anyone that's listening to this podcast, I did a charity single with Darren Day and I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. I made a video to it and it did get to number one, sadly, but we did raise money for charity. So I'm like, I want that blaring through the house at Christmas. So I've just been sort of like throwing in ideas and kind of getting ready for it. You know, autumn is such a beautiful time of year. I love going to the garden centres with my mum this time of year and, you know, planting all my bulbs to come up in spring. If anyone wants to know what bulbs to plant, get planting them now. You can buy a pot and what you can actually do is plant like a couple of bulbs. So what I find in my garden is something's like coming to the end of its season, then the new plant comes up. So what's really good is obviously daffodils to be planting now, hyacinths, snowdrops. There's so many beautiful bulbs that you can pick up now at garden centres. Get them in the ground, get them in some pots and just watch them flourish. So I find that autumn a really beautiful time to get planting again. So I'm going to hit the garden centres with my mum and I'm just going to, yeah, go with what life throws at me. I'm going to get my walks in. Going to be honest, since I come back from holiday, I've struggled. I've struggled dialing zero for a club sandwich. I've struggled having milkshakes. You know, I've struggled not having all of that since I've been back. And I'm just trying to get my walks in again, just to keep that momentum flowing. You know, walking is so good for you. It circulates the blood. It gets the heart pumping. It gets your mind clear. And it's just so good for you to keep moving. So that's what I've been up to this week, guys. So today's topic I want to talk about is manifesting. If any of you are not au fait with this, manifestation, I've basically built my whole life on manifestation, especially the latter part of my life, because when you're young, you're not thinking about it. But I've always thought I'm a very inquisitive person and I always like to know more and I always ask more questions. I'm that annoying person in the room that asks more. Recently, when I was in Tenerife, me and my dad went to look at the planets. I've since become obsessed with planets. Where we were staying, they have an astronomy department, and we went at 10 o'clock at night and my dad and I looked at Mars, we looked at Jupiter, we looked at Saturn, and it just gets you thinking there is so much more out there in the world that we need to explore. And it's just great to open up your mind. So if anyone out there this autumn wants to learn a new subject, a topic, a language, make that time. You know, I am always asking questions, even more so as I've come to the grand old age of 40. Going to be 42 soon, cough, cough. But I'm loving it and I'm embracing it. I ask so many questions now. I look at topics, you know, I write things down because I think I'm going to allow myself to find out about that. You know, I don't just want to keep looking on Instagram and just accepting what's in front of me. I want to find out my own knowledge. So I've really gotten into the planets. But more importantly, I want to talk to you about manifesting, because I truly believe, and I've got my friends onto it, that you can manifest anything you want and you've just got to believe it. You've got to live your life as if it's already happening. So if you've got a bit of time on your hands this autumn, you need to start manifesting what you want. If you want that dream partner, manifest it. If you want that big paycheck, manifest it. You can do this, guys. I'm manifesting all the time. You know, my dream is to have, you know, a big field one day with lots of rescue animals on it. I'm manifesting it. You know, people talk about vision boards. They work. Just believe in what you want, ask for it, and the universe will deliver. And I've started doing this little thing. Every day I like to do a good deed for people. So today, my deed, I was looking on Instagram early this afternoon and I saw that Jodie Marsh has an animal sanctuary down the road to me and she rescues animals. Her work is unbelievable. She's endlessly looking after and caring for animals. And I thought my good deed of the day is to help her with her wish list. And I'm going to send, you know, some supplies to her. And I think as well, it gives you a really good feeling because I think the universe has done so much for me. I like to give back. And a few of my friends, I've started to get them into it. And when my friend's having a down day or someone I know is just a bit fed up, I'm like, you can turn this around in 2 minutes. You can manifest the life you want. And I think autumn is such a magical time of year. The leaves start changing, everything goes to sleep and spring is coming and everything then becomes reborn. So the true meaning of the word manifestation means to create something or turn something from an idea into reality. So it's your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs you can make into a physical reality. Now, everyone has their own ways of manifesting. I manifest in random places, on the toilet, in the bath, walking down the street, in the car. I'm always trying to speak to my higher self. We've all got a third eye, honeys. No one can see the third eye, but it's there. People think it's all mad. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, in the past, I was like, really? And I'm so into it all now. The third eye is a mystical, invisible eye. And basically, it's located on the forehead. Now, what your third eye does, it gives you perception beyond ordinary sight. Now, I believe in it. My third eye is always open. There has been times where the third eye has been shut, but it's all about, you know, spiritual awakening, your chakras being opened. I burn my incense. I sit there. My third eye opens up. It's amazing, honeys. So if you've got time this autumn, I want you all to get manifesting. Little things, like my friend rang me up, we're not going to get a parking space. We was taking the kids to a trampoline place, yeah? I said, Vic, we will. No, we won't. I said, Vicky, go. I'm going to get a parking space. I'm going to get a parking space. I'm going to get a parking space. Start telling yourself you're going to get a parking space. Of course she thinks I'm crazy, but we've still been friends for 30 years now. So anyway, I said, change your thought process, Vicky. You will get a parking space. You will find it easy to park when you get there. And lo and behold, she practiced it and she got that parking space. I never worry about stuff like that. I believe in angel numbers. That's something else I want to go into. I believe in synchronization. And again, it's only happened since I've become more spiritually aware. So I see double numbers like 909, 808, 1111. 1111 is a common one. Paris Hilton obviously always says make a wish on 1111. I love you, Paris Hilton. But literally, there's so much more to it than just 1111. There is 808s, 909s, 2121. I've got so into all of this and I keep seeing angel numbers everywhere I go. And this morning when I woke up, I got the angel number 808. And some of my friends message me sometimes and they'll be like 1717. I go back and reply, look at the number, it's an angel number. I've been reading, you know, and I felt it as well for years that angels are all around us. We all have our guides and we've just got to tap into it and tune into it. And, you know, they are always there to help us. So take some time this winter and enjoy it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart and my third eye, thank you for all your messages and voice notes with your questions and dilemmas. I couldn't do this podcast without you guys. You keep me going. And I just want to say thank you. You know, all your dilemmas, your voice notes on my TikTok and my Instagram. Some make me laugh, some make me cry. Some are like, oh my God, I need to help you. So do keep them coming in. I also want to ask you guys what you'd like me to talk about every week on the podcast. I am here for you. I am serving you, my listeners. I just want us to link up every week and have a good old giggle. So I just want to say thank you so much. Keep them coming. And of course, drop me a message or a voice note on Instagram or TikTok. Now, one I've picked out today is from Jenny in Hull. Now, she has messaged me and she asked me about what are red flags in a relationship. So she said, Gemma, I'm currently in a relationship. I've been dating him for 3 weeks. There's a few things I'm not that comfortable with. I think they're red flags. Please help me. Give me advice. What should I do? Now, firstly, I want to say to you, Jenny, thank you for writing in. But what I also want to say is follow your intuition. Do you ever get that funny feeling in your gut? You just get like this weird feeling when you're around people sometimes. Never ignore it. Your intuition, that gut feeling is your instinct telling you if someone is an absolute weirdo. Now, I've met many of them, Hans. I've ignored my gut. I've gone, oh, I'm seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses. I'm in love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. always ends in disaster. So I think the key red flags in a relationship include excessive jealousy or frequent lying. If someone is lying to you, I said to someone once, oh, what did you have for lunch? And he was like, oh, I had tuna sandwich and can of Coke. And this is going to sound weird. And then he's like, opens his jacket pocket, receipt falls out. He's been in KFC and had a bargain bucket. Now, look, I get it. We all like a cheeky bargain bucket and we might not want to admit to it. But it's still weird because you just go, oh, I had KFC. So, you know, you should also be wary of a partner who frequently criticises you or puts you down. I have had it. Sometimes it's really hard being a successful woman or a successful man. I don't know. I'm not a man, so I can't comment. But I generally find that sometimes men do get put off by a woman's success. It's like, ah, well, you're too successful. You make me feel inadequate. How can I match your salary? I'm not asking you to, honey. I'm asking you to love me, rub my feet and make me a cup of tea. You know? So it's things like that. Never let anyone put you down. I've put up with it before. Also, another major red flag is unwillingness to compromise. You know, relationships can't be one-sided. They need to be respectful on each side. And, you know, we all find ourselves maybe, you know, look, everyone gets fed up in a relationship sometimes. You annoy each other. And, you know, it's about having that chat and going, listen, you've done this, 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 and this. I'm not really comfortable with it. And, you know, just seeing that person wanting to change or put it right or apologize. But you mustn't ever be in a relationship where you know there's red flags. And if you want to approach a red flag in a relationship, just remember that human connection is so important. And it's about feeling loved and having that sense of connection with that person. You know, it's good for your physical health. It's good for your mental health. You know, not all relationships make our lives better. Some relationships aren't good for us. I've been in terrible toxic relationships before myself. And it is so important to recognize the red flags. You know, I had a boyfriend once, got his toe pushed to my stomach. I looked really nice. I had an amazing gym outfit on and it was pink. And the first thing someone said to me was, I won't name the person, said, going, oh, you look lovely. It was like, you look like Mrs. Blobby today. Now, that is just not acceptable. I mean, we all love Mr. Blobby, but, and I just thought, nah. Anyway, I didn't stay in that relationship very long. And I just felt, you're just jealous by my fabulousness. You know, red flags are warning signs that indicate unhealthy or manipulative behavior. You don't always recognize it at first, but what you will find is it becomes bigger over time. You must become very, very aware earlier on. If your gut feeling is telling you something, Jenny, then, you know, you need to, you know, my red flags would be if they've got bad shoes, like on a real one, you know, not as serious as what I've just been talking about, but if they've got bad breath, bad shoes, bad hygiene, crust in their ears and bogies in their nose, that would be red flags to me. I'm really weird with stuff like that. If I see someone with dirty shoes, I'm like, nah, hell no, I can't go on a date with you. If someone has bad breath, I will never speak to them again. You know, please don't put your bad breath in my face. You know, we can get a toothbrush from anywhere these days. They sell them in the pound shop. There's just no need for it. But on a serious one, Jenny, you know, these are the points I'd give to you, is that you need to look out for overly controlling behaviour, lack of trust. If you're starting to feel low self-esteem about yourself in the relationship, you need to get out. Physical, emotional or mental abuse is not acceptable. Substance abuse in a relationship is not acceptable. Narcissism, for anyone that doesn't know what that is, it indicates that, you know, somebody is a bit self-obsessed with themselves. They get illusions of grandeur and basically they're just a nightmare. I've been out with many a narcissist, honey. Anger management issues, codependency, inability to resolve conflict, constant jealousy, gaslighting. Do you know what? Gaslighting, I never knew what it was. And it's something that people do need to be aware of. You know, it's a common tactic of manipulation. It's a form of emotional abuse. And basically, victims of gaslighting are made to feel guilty regardless of whether or not they did anything wrong. Gaslighting is a clear red flag in any relationship, lack of emotional intelligence. You know, everyone needs a cuddle. You're not too big for a cuddle. You know, whoever you're with needs to understand your needs and wants as well. If your relationship is affecting, you know, with friends and family, you need to be aware of it. Now, what I would say to you, if you are seeing and feeling these red flags, you need to deal with it head on. And that's with tact, honesty and self-care. Taking care of yourself should be top priority in life. And if a relationship is becoming, you know, very difficult and it's affecting your happiness, then it's something that needs to change. And, you know, not every relationship's perfect. Not every day. You know, I watch these love movies sometimes and I'm like, well, that's never happened to me. You know, you've got to put it into perspective, but you need to communicate with each other. And, you know, as you know, guys, if you are in any sort of bad relationship, you can seek professional help as well. But what I would say to you, Jenny, the fact that you've messaged in and thinking that there are red flags already in your relationship, you need to get rid, block, delete and move on, honey, and never look back. Guys, it is time for me to go and get my fabulous on. I want to wish you a fabulous week ahead. I want to say you are special. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You've got this. I love you all. Stay fabulous. Thank you so much for joining today's podcast, the Gemma Collins podcast, produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please make sure you follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. Tell your friends about it. Tell your nans about it. Tell your aunties and uncles about it. Tell your cats and dogs about it. Tell everyone in the street. Gemma Collins podcast. Gemma Collins podcast. Gemma Collins podcast. Make songs about it. Make TikToks about it. I love you all. Stay fabulous. And I can't wait to fill you in next week. Mwah!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.